My name is Cryptica Scriptura, and I shall be your guide across the Armillary. Please be advised that the Quizmaster shall be the ultimate arbiter of truth and revelation. The renegade weaponized head, known as PKD, is at heart just a poor wayfaring stranger, and I, Cryptica Scriptura, have come to bring PKD home to the Valis, which is to say, home to you.
Bring me the hat, bring me the hat, hat, bring me the hat, bring me the hat.
And I don't much care if it is living or dead.
Oh, dixit Poe, caput et foramine, extraxit aliquam mandium menitas est, dende caput iterum ibisset et dixit.
P-K-D. 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 P-K-D.
Bring me the head, I said. Bring me the head, and I don't care if it's living or dead. Feel out, da da da.
It's chaos.
On a stick, the head. He's reached the end of his line.
I'll admit it is chaos. I'm trying to rein that chaos in.
I want you to think of the darkest room in the darkest corner of the Pentagon. Now imagine a secret door that goes into a secret tunnel. And the tunnel has the code name Cheney. Stuff happens in that tunnel that nobody knows about. And to my way of thinking, that is not an indication of a healthy democracy. In a healthy democracy, we share the truth with the public, even when the truth is painful. In this case, we have a weaponized android head, a very smart and very dangerous android head. And the head is out of control, by which we mean there is no one controlling it. Or if there is someone in control, it's not someone we can control. So that's even worse. I decided to go public because I'm a patriot. And that means I believe that government serves the people and not the other way around. So if there is some crazed android berserker out wreaking havoc in our shining city on a hill, well, this is not something that should be hidden from the American people.
I prefer Patricia, but everyone calls me Pat. Perky Pat. I work for Virgin, cabin crew, long hauls. Boston, Paris, cup of coffee, then back to Boston, sleep for a day, then do it all over again. I don't know why I took the thing. I mean, I never took anything before. It just, well, I know this sounds like I'm making excuses, but it's almost like it took me. It looked like the kind of fancy case you might use to carry one of those stud cameras, or maybe some kind of medical thingy. I figure, hey, that's something I can sell on eBay. Believe me, I can use the money. So I stuff it in my flight bag and head for home. So I get home, pour myself a beaker of Bianco, take a big gulp, snap open the case, and there's this head. It's rubber. I mean, it feels like rubber. It's not plastic. It's more fleshy, but not flesh. And there's this scrungy beard. I figure, you know, it must be some sort of model for a photo shoot or something. So that's a major letdown, because I'm thinking eBay final bid, zilch. But it's way too sophisticated to be a model. I mean, somebody spent a lot of time on this thing. So I sort of turn it around, facing me, hold it by the ears, just like this, okay? And the eyes sort of pop open, and it says, he says, coffee, tea, or me. The eyes were, I don't know. If I try to describe the eyes, you'll think I'm on drugs. I mean, I am on drugs. Anxiety, vertigo, guilt, PTSD, they call it. Post-traumatic stress disorder. That's me. Especially the disorder part. So then, I guess, I don't know, I pass out, go into shock. And when I come to, I'm in this, like, sand pit. White lights blazing right on top of me, and the head sitting there on some sort of a wooden stump. And it's giving me that same bug-eyed look, and it's singing. He's singing. I mean, now he's actually singing. Plenty of sunshine coming my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. I see a naked baby. A tiny little boy floating in the air. Beneath the baby, I see thorns. A nasty-looking nest of thorns. I mean, they look like barbed wire or something. Then there's this sort of grunting out in the dark, you know, sort of, I don't know, the only thing I can say, it's kind of gross, but it's like there's this gang of men out in the dark, you know, like they're, oh God, just this sort of gross grunting chant, herky-jerky-like. And the baby, dropping down slowly, inch by inch, towards the nest, the killer nest. So, okay, I'm not a mother, not yet, but I feel this powerful primal need. I have to protect that baby from that crazy zippity-doo-dah head. I try to move, but my feet are stuck in deep sand. The harder I work, the more the sand sort of sucks at my feet. The grunts are getting louder, faster. Then the baby, 6 inches from the nest. I jump forward. This time the sand doesn't suck me back. I get my hands in between the baby and the thorns, grab onto him, pull him out of the way. Now the grunts are out of control, and the head's still spurting out zippity. Then everything goes black again. Dead black. When I wake up, I'm back here in my living room, but there's no baby and no head. I mean, the case is still here, but no head. Just these cuts on my arm from where I fell on the thorns, and I notice also this sort of irritation down in my, am I allowed to say vagina? So I figure that's the end of it. But then about 10 days later, I get a visit from Homeland Security. The lady says her name is Kirsten. I bet they sent her so I wouldn't be scared. But she tells me scary things. Tells me I've been raped, and that's why my vagina still hurts. Then she shows me this video. It looks like the really cheesy stuff you see on the internet, you know. Woman gets nailed by man in animal masks sort of thing. Looks like they're on the beach, okay, sand dunes. But then she has this fancy software she can, you know, digitally enhance the picture so I can see the woman. And the face, well, it's me. I mean, it's definitely me. I say, who did this to me? She says there's a terrorist named the Quizmaster. And he makes Bin Laden look like a sissy. Then she tells me I'm pregnant, but not with a baby. She says it's some kind of monster bioweapon designed by the Quizmaster, with my body as the delivery system. I'm like, no way. So she gives me one of those tests, you know, where you pee on a stick. So I do it, and the stick says, pregnant. Then she tells me I need to abort whatever it is. Like, right then, outside, they have some sort of mobile van. She says it's a matter of national security. Millions of innocent lives may be at stake. I say, so what is this? Some sort of Rosemary's Baby? She says, worse.
Yeah, we definitely have a problem.
I ask her, do I have a choice? And she says, no, not really. So I go out to the van and it's like super high tech. And the med team, wearing these white hazmat suits. I mean, we do drills at Virgin, so I know what they are. They prep me, put me to sleep, and clean me out. I wake up in my own bed. Kirsten is there. She tells me I did good. I ask her, is it over? She says, yes. But it's not over. The head is still out there, and it wants me dead.
What is the story with this android? Did the Philip K. Dick android go rogue? Is it out there? Has it blended in?
God is now here. God here, why knows? God, we ions. God, New Zealand.
For I am fashioning a new heaven and a new earth, and the memory of the former things will not enter the mind, nor come up into the heart. If one does not expect it, one will not find out the unexpected. It is not to be tracked down, and no path leads us to it. As above, so below, the black iron prison remains eternally open above, as the empire never ended below.
PKD is the code name. One of the geniuses who invented the head happens to be a devoted fan of the science fiction author Philip K. Dick. He used to tell me that the various intelligence agencies could save a trunkload of money by just reading the collected work of Philip K. Dick, because it's all there. The future of war, the future of human society, and very definitely, the future of America. What can it do? Basically, the head has the capacity to thoroughly fry your sense of time. I mean you as an individual, but it can also fry groups like military units, neighborhoods, or nation states. The head is built around a super intense resonator that sounds on the surface like a church choir humming the chorus to your favorite Easter hymn. But beneath the surface, there are intensely compressed nanowaves that serve to unravel the boundary between this time, the time we are all in right now, and all other possible times, times that are on every side of this time. And when those boundaries collapse, space rotates, relocates, and you can be anywhere at any time. But the problem is, you don't know where or when. From a tactical point of view, this is a nightmare.
Empire, never ended.